get a credit card and use that instead of a debit card. Here's why. A credit card from a reputable company, American Express, Visa, MasterCard. If you dispute the charge, they put that money right back in your account. They take it away from whoever took the money.
You're listening to 5-Hour Real Estate Week, where you'll learn to consistently buy real estate in only 5 hours a week. So if you're ready to invest in real estate, achieve financial freedom, and own the lifestyle you deserve, even with your job, this is the show for you. Now, here's your host, Mike Butler.
Okay, hello, and welcome to the 5-Hour Real Estate Week podcast. I'm Mike Butler, and today is we're going to do episode 2 of a 5-episode series on banking do's and don'ts. And today's topic, episode number 2, is going to be on debit cards. And I'm going to share with you things that maybe you didn't know, some things I didn't know. It'll help you out a bunch, okay? Now, rule number 1, just never, ever, ever use a debit card. If you've got a debit card, get rid of it, cut it up, cancel it, put it in the shredder like Dave Ramsey talks about, a blender, I'm sorry, and get rid of it, okay? And here's some reasons why. Okay, number 1, refunds. Okay, so if you pay something with a debit card and you want to get a refund, it is brutal, okay? It's brutal. You cannot dispute any charges that you've made with your debit card. You know why? Because it takes the money out of your bank account right then and there. And you say, yeah, but it's better than a credit card. No, it's not. It's very, very dangerous as far as fraud, as far as hacking. Okay, and it zaps money out of your account right now. So imagine this, hackers, if somebody, anybody gets that information that's on the card, they don't have to physically have the card. But if they can go back there, and we see it on the news every once in a while where, oh, Target had 42 million people's credit card information got hacked and this and that. Well, if you've got a debit card that you've been using, all they got to do is get those numbers and whatever it is in that CVC code or what have a 4-digit code and this and that, and they can zap money right out of your bank account. And if you say, whoa, that ain't me, how long does it take to get that money back? It's pretty brutal. Okay. It can take up to 60 days or more to do that. Now, don't use debit cards at all. Okay. Now, what do I recommend? What's a solution? Well, get a credit card from a reputable company. And I'm going to share with you, we're going to do the comparison on the two, okay? And if you can get one that has the cash back program, that's even better. And me personally, I prefer the American Express Platinum business card. Yeah, they charge a couple hundred bucks a year to have that, but it forces me, I got to pay it off every month and it's 0% interest. And I get to accumulate some kind of loser points. And if I book my airfare and travel and hotels, and there's certain things you buy where you get 5 times a point, and I use those points for free airfare all over the place. But anyway, I'm a fan of American Express Platinum. Now, you're also going to find where some, let's call them merchants, people who you're going to pay, they don't accept American Express. And that's really bad because American Express are your best customers. Yeah, they charge a little more on the using that, maybe 2.7. I don't know. They charge a little more to do that. So these merchants, they're tightwads. And so they say, well, we only take MasterCard and Visa because American Express charges too much. All right. So if you want to live in that world, you either got to carry cash or I prefer get you a decent MasterCard or Visa. And you can use that on those places that don't take American Express. That's the only reason for that. And when it comes to debit cards and it comes to credit cards, I'm going to give you a couple of rules here that you need to stick with. And I'm looking at my time. Where is it at? Okay. So get rid of your debit card. Okay. Number 2, get a credit card and use that instead of a debit card. Here's why. On a credit card from a reputable company, American Express, Visa, MasterCard, if you dispute a charge, so you look and see, oh, here's my statement. Somebody's been playing with my credit card here. Well, if it's a credit card and you did not make that purchase, an unauthorized charge, let's say, and that's happened to me, we can go in our credit card account and dispute the charge. Well, guess what happens as soon as you click on dispute the charge? They put that money right back in your account. They take it away from whoever took the money. So if it's fraud, that's good, isn't it? But imagine if you did that with a debit card and it was an unauthorized charge. It's going to take you 60 days and a whole bunch of time fighting through all that voicemail stuff and going through a bank or whatever where you have your debit card. Now, with a credit card, that's me and you being the consumer. So we have a credit card, we go to a restaurant, we go to Home Depot, we buy stuff, okay? And if somebody gets a hold of that and uses it, and we have unauthorized charges, you can dispute the charge, and they take the money right back, okay, from whoever got it. Now, that also opens up this can of worms. So just remember what I just said then. So most of us, okay, and I encourage you, you should have your 20 nice rental houses paid for and do it safely in 3 to 5 years. Etch this in stone, folks. Never, ever, ever allow your tenants to pay rent with credit cards. Never. No exception. It can be money order. It can be ACH. It can be an e-check or something like that to deposit into your bank account. Never, ever allow them to pay rent with credit cards. The only time that I accept a credit card from a prospective tenant is when they pay their application fee. So we will accept credit cards to pay for an application fee. Once they become a tenant, no more credit cards. Because here's why. Think about this. If you allow them to pay rent with a credit card, guess what they can do? They can do the same thing that I just described to you a minute ago. They can say, oh, I don't want to pay rent this month. They can dispute the charge inside of their credit card account. And guess what the credit card company does? They zap it out of your account right now. That's ugly. So never, ever allow tenants to pay rent with credit cards. Okay, etch that in stone. And that wraps up this episode. I'll see you on the next one where we're going to talk about the two different type of bank accounts that you must have. And once again, hit the follow button to subscribe. Share this with other investors. We're rocking and rolling with the 5-Hour Real Estate Week podcast. And it's all because of you, okay? So adios. See you on the next one. Bye-bye.
Glad you joined us for another episode of 5-Hour Real Estate Week. The best thing you can do now is put this information to action. To help you get started, Mike created a free resource for you called How to Buy 50 Houses a Year, Even with Your Job. Download it now by going to mikebutler.com/50houses. And we'll see you on the next episode.